A lot of information to get to this morning with head coach Drew Smith of the Mercer Lady Cardinals. First of all, I'll congratulate Coach Smith and the Lady Cardinals. Really dominant performance Saturday night against East Harrison coaches. The girls win the HDC Conference tournament. Congrats. I know having to play two games in two nights was a challenge, but the girls sound like they handled it really well.
Jumped out to a 13-0 lead, and it's kind of didn't look back from there. We shot the ball well. We pushed the ball extremely well, and we played some really good defense. So I was proud of the girls' efforts.
We go back to Friday night. You got a victory on that one, too. Kind of we'll get out the bracket here and look at that one. A victory 53-24 against North Harrison. What went well on Friday for the girls, Coach?
Our defense was really, again, just kind of took control of the ball game. North Harrison struggled to do anything against us. Just kind of moving the ball and getting the shots that they wanted to, and we did a good job of taking away their top scorer, Emma Craig, most of the night until the fourth quarter when I had some of the other girls in there. But that's where it really started for us, and then we started running our offense and working the ball a little bit more, and then we just kind of just continued to move the ball and attack the rim. So that's what went well for us on Friday night.
So you got games coming up this week. First of all, because school's not in session today, what is the outlook that you know of this morning hour for the Milan game tonight?
I would say it's not looking good, kind of from the weather that's going to be coming in, but they haven't canceled it yet. But I'm anticipating not having a game tonight just from what's coming and kind of how we've dealt with that in the past.
And I've had to remind people for the last, it feels like 2.5 months, that we're recording this at 9:15 in the morning. So, you know, it'll air later today. And by all means, if it's as icy as they expect it to be, we probably expect it not to be played, but we don't know that for a fact.
Right.
Gilman City tomorrow, Coach. Let's go back to Milan and assume at some point you'll play him. Certainly, they have a dominant freshman score, which Mercer's had a lot of those through the years, starting with Sierra Michaelis. But with Katie Pauly, from what you've seen from her and what you know from her, Coach, if you do end up playing Milan at some point this week, what's the biggest challenge with her?
Oh, man, she can do everything. She can shoot the deep three. She can take it all the way to the rack. She's extremely talented dribbling the ball, and then she's also a very gifted passer as well. So she can really do a lot of good things on the offensive end. So we're just going to have to treat her kind of like we did with Brooke Whistle, and just kind of, anytime she's on our side, we've got to deny her hard the ball, and then if she does have the ball in her hands, we've got to make sure we're on her help side and just kind of be able to help the defender on her, because she's good enough to take really anyone one-on-one right now. So she's going to be a challenge for sure if we ever do get a season this year.
You do have Wednesday and Thursday potentially open, and of course it takes other people to have days open too. I know Milan's going to Lathrop on Wednesday. Thursday's open. At this early point, I'd assume you probably haven't heard anything, but is there any discussion about moving those that you know of?
No, I haven't talked to anyone about anything yet, so I'm right where you are. I don't know anything going on.
Well, I thought I'd ask, and I thought I'd probably get that answer. So, Gilman City tomorrow, Coach. Certainly, we know that the Lady Hawks are young. They're pretty much playing all freshmen and sophomores at this point, so they have been struggling a little bit. Most important for you guys, it's a home game. I would assume it's your senior night, and honoring your seniors who have really been the backbone of a great season this year is going to be important for your program.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a fun time for us just to kind of go out there and play the last home game of the year with the seniors. And that senior group is the last class that kind of came through and that won that championship a couple of years ago. So I want to make sure we honor them right and just play a good game for them and just kind of send them out on a high note. So they are the backbone of this team.
Those three girls are really, really a big part of our success and just kind of are the leaders on our team. So they'll be missed next year, but I just want to send them out on the right note next year.
Well, for this game. Certainly, too, the thing that excites me the most and makes me most happy for your senior class, Coach, is that, they're going to have the memory of winning a state championship, but they'd be the first ones to tell you they're kind of long for the ride and let the seniors lead the way in getting a state championship. And now as seniors, they've led this program right back 2 years after a state championship from where it expects to be, and that's battling for district championships, trying to get in the playoffs here in a couple of weeks.
And absolutely, you're right. You're exactly right. they didn't get a whole lot of playing time just because of the senior class. Their sophomore year was extremely talented, so they kind of had to. They were along for the ride, and they played their part in the state championship. But now it's their show, and they've been doing a great job of continuing that Mercer legacy of good basketball being played and having the potential to go into districts
hopefully get into that district championship game to continue on. So I'm extremely proud of the work that they put in to get to this point.
So we'll take a quick look at districts here and then the playoffs as a whole, because I got some thoughts on that. And I know Coach and I have kind of talked about it too, so our thoughts are going to kind of mirror each other. East Harrison on the road on Friday. Are you going to Ridgeway or Canesville for that one, Coach?
Ridgeway,
okay. So next week you come right back in to see East Harrison. You play them Tuesday in districts up at Eagleville, Tuesday the 19th at 5:45. So you're going to see a lot of the Bobcats.
Yes, unfortunately we are. I wasn't too excited, in all honesty, whenever I found out that I'd be playing East Harrison three times in about a week and a half span, just because they're going to know us extremely well, and by the last time, it's the most important time to win. So, and they've got some talent on their team, too. It's not like they don't have anyone. They've got three very good basketball players, and Hope, Lauren, and Matela. So they'll be a challenge for us for sure. So we just got to take care of business against them. Really, the biggest time is Tuesday next week.
I like doing this because, one team is going to, in girls' class one, if you look at districts 13, 14, 15, and 16, only one can make it down to Springfield. And there's a lot of good teams. I've seen Stanbury. They gave Trenton everything they wanted the last two times they played them. Well, Trenton is in class three. The team that you might have to deal with in districts is Worth County. And Worth County is very, very good and actually beat that Stanbury team head-to-head. And I'm sure I'm missing a couple of teams here and there as well. As far as Northwest Missouri Class 1 girls goes, Coach, I think it's as wide open and deep as it's been in many years.
Yeah, I might have to agree with you. I know there's a lot of good teams out there, and like you said, Worth County, and who can beat anyone on any given night, honestly. They've got some good shooters, and they've got a very good ball player in Anna, who takes control of the game and is extremely talented. And so we've got to hopefully get the chance to play them in the district championship, as long as we take care of our business. Don't get me wrong. I think we can play with all those teams, and I just hope we get the opportunity.
It certainly does provide Mercer with that nugget out there, and knowing that there are some really good teams that if they keep winning, they're eventually going to run into here sometime, whether it be districts or if they fortunate enough to get by districts, a playoff start on the 26th on February. That'll be a Tuesday night, but districts begin next Tuesday for Mercer against East Harrison up at Eagleville and North Harrison High School. Coach Smith, appreciate the time. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you about districts next Monday.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.